With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A plan now to beef up federal intervention in the Windy City.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A U.S. judge Sunday blocking the government from deporting Guatemalan children who had crossed the border without families. The judge ruling after their lawyers said the youngsters were loaded onto planes overnight. But government lawyers maintain the children are not being deported, but rather reunited with parents and guardians. In Copenhagen, Danish leaders say European and American representatives must keep the pressure on Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Also, Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says that President Putin must not be allowed to succeed.
I think everybody agree that it's very clear that Putin is trying to buy time and divert attention from the massive and brutal attacks on Ukraine. He must not succeed. And the only language he understands is that of hard pressure.
Well, the Israeli military says it has killed the longtime spokesman for Hamas. That announcement Sunday as the country's security cabinet met to discuss the expanding offensive against the terrorist group. An official says no plans to discuss negotiations for a ceasefire. Israel has killed many of Hamas' military and political leaders as it attempts to dismantle the group's military capacity. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is a busy man, packing his bags again soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia are closing a small church and have expelled the evangelist who is ministering there. The church serves some 100 Christians. There's not another church for miles around. Now, Indonesia is mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority there, for the most part, has been very rare. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump administration issuing a warning to states about gender ideology content in their sex ed materials. Andrew Gradison is with the Administration for Children and Families at HHS.
We put 40 states on notice after reviewing their materials and said, if you don't correct these materials, if you don't fix this curriculum and take out the ideological bent that's poisoning the next generation's minds, then you're going to lose your federal funding.
And he adds the Trump team is threatening to strip millions of dollars.
We reviewed all the curriculum that's being used by the states, and what we found is that these materials aren't either medically accurate or age appropriate. They're ideological. They teach children as young as kindergarten in some states that boys can be girls and girls can be boys.
A grand jury has indicted two civilian workers, that on charges they caused the Navy to provide Hawaii Department of Health with false information about jet fuel. More details, SRNnews.com.